Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Yeah, we're back.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. So for our couple of listeners, we apologize for the delay in starting our show this evening. We were having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk's website. But we're all here. And it's Enter the
Yay.
Light on Thursday night. Woo!
Yay.
We made it.
Wow. DC, good work. Thank you. And
yes.
Shannon.
Thank you, DC, for getting that fixed for us. So I'm going to skip the bios. I'll just give everybody's name for our listeners. Our hosts this evening are Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, Natasha Scott, and me, Shannon Johnson. We're having a little bit of insanity with November starting. Woohoo!
Like
I think we're doing pretty
of...
good, guys.
Yeah. This is a little inside joke here to the callers, but at least I have my glasses now on, so I'm wishing the right person a happy birthday.
Yes, happy
Sorry,
birthday,
Natasha.
Shannon.
Thank you.
It should be like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. No birthday for you. You know.
Ooh, I got into the room here so I can see. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Boy.
Right.
So did you have a good day, Shannon?
Yes, I did. My oldest came over and she made me brownies and brought my grandbaby over to play. And she even did my dishes. That's like one of the best birthday presents you can get.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It sounds so trivial, but it's so awesome. So I had a nice
Demand.
Day with my family.
Good.
And good. Now I'm officially classified as the 50-something group.
I should
Nothing
be laughing.
Wrong
I'm
with
6 years
that.
Behind you.
Yeah. Good number. It's a good number.
Yeah.
51 is
Five.
A good number. It's going to be a good year. Well, it's 6 because it's 51.
It's a 6, yeah. Oh, you're just a youngin' still. Compared to me.
By the way, Shannon, because you're going into the 6th with your age, that's all about family. Family connection. In numerology.
Very good. Yeah. Awesome. It'll be a good year.
Yes, it will be.
I really like these older years. You know, when you're younger, you're like, oh, my gosh, they're so old. I'm never going to be like that, you know? And now I'm here and I'm like, hit me, hooray, forget that 20s shit. That was rough stuff. I'll take this aging gracefully like wine, you know? So.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you know, you're always so stressed out when you're younger. You're learning how to adult. It's a whole little bit of insanity going on, relationships. You're trying to figure it all out, careers. Oh, my God. The balancing and juggling act. And then you get into your 30s and you're going, yeah, okay, I think I got a grip on this. And then in the 40s, you're like, well, damn, what was I doing all that time? And you get to 50 and you're like, hey, y'all having fun? I'm ready to be kicking it into the empty nest and rediscovering your second youth, you know. Or at least that's the way I feel. Because, you know, I feel like I got my boyfriend and... Yeah, he's my husband, and it's been 18 years, but no, man, we're empty nesters. We're in our 50s. That's my boyfriend again. We can go play. We can go on vacations and not worry about whose schedule are we interrupting.
It's very good
stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. And November is such a intense month right now, even though it's just kicking off. I know that was our topic for tonight, so I'm kind of bridging it in there. And let's see, how did our, okay. All right, and I did set the timer on the show for tonight, too, so that we won't get cut off right at 9:30, so we'll be able to have our few minutes to make sure we can finish everything.
Okay, so, good.
What do we got? Who would like to go first and talk about our wonderful month of November, what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Big month. You know, you got the 11-11 going on.
I can talk a bit about it. I was listening to a video today, too, before the show.
Yeah.
So November... in numerology is a 22 month. So that's another master number. And it's also the 11th month. And 2018 is an 11. And then when November 11th hits, that's going to be a 33 day, another master number. So there's a lot of master numbers happening this month, which is excellent for creating whatever you want to create. Just focus on it. It's going to come so much faster. So 22 is like next level to the 1-1-1 kind of thing. So because the 11s are the inspirational and divine downloads, 22 you start to put it into action. And then when it's 33, it's healing anything and everything through the power of love. And if anyone wants more information on this, this was Carrie Samuels. November forecast. You can look her up on YouTube. And that's Carrie, K-A-R-R-I. She's awesome. She's also a happiness coach.
Oh, cool.
And she was also talking about Venus is in Scorpio till October 31st. After that, it's going to go into Libra, which is way better because the energy in October was pretty intense. With business partnerships, romantic partnerships, possible family members, it was way, way more intense energy. The energy this month is really going to lighten up. It's very constructive energy.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I'm sure we could all use a breather after the intensity of last month.
Yeah, I found it really intense myself. I was like, oh, boy. And then Jupiter is going into Sagittarius on November 8th for 1 year. And that's excellent because it's leaving Scorpio. And Jupiter is not comfortable in Scorpio. It basically causes issues. It going back into Sagittarius is way more fun, lighter energy for the year. So those are the notes I took.
Awesome. I'm glad you did, because I didn't get a chance to today for obvious
it's your
reasons.
Birthday, gosh darn it. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You did the right thing. You were enjoying it.
Yes. Yes. And what did I just wanted to say? And it just, I hate when that happens. It just like ran right away, went on down the street. They won't be back anytime soon, so we'll just move on. I'm in a really good mood today, so I have to tell you guys and share. I got the most awesome bathrobe today from my husband. It is so soft. It is, I can't wait to go get in it. I'd wear it around the house all day if I could have.
That's nice. What color is it?
Eggplant purple.
Ooh, very nice.
It's my favorite.
Very nice.
My favorite color. So, yeah, he did really good. I'm really excited about getting in it after the show, so I couldn't contain it any longer. You can tell I've already got this November energy going on over here. But, yeah, we've been having such an intensive influence from the astrological placements since the beginning of 2018. And I know a lot of us, especially the empaths out there like us, it's been sometimes you're expecting the monster to jump out of the closet because it's been so intense and up and down. And now finally starting to get into some of the softer aspects coming in during Scorpio is really interesting to me, because Scorpio is such an intense energy. It likes to bring everything up. You know, and as we've talked before, it's very connected to the underworld, the spirit world, the Pluto energy, which is really exposing everything underneath the surface. So it's really nice to have this shift going on that's going to allow the Scorpio energy to be there but work in a different way, especially with manifesting. You know, I think a lot of us struggle with manifesting. But when you have good energy aligned, like we have now moving into during this month, it really does finally feel like we can, whatever we're thinking it, it's going to actually give birth to it and not just stay in the creative stage. And I think that's going to be really good for a lot of people, especially as we move into the holiday seasons and then into the new year. And as long as Jupiter is happy, it's really going to help make some of those changes have some really beautiful manifestations coming into reality that we've all been waiting for on individual levels as well as collective levels. Yeah?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice.
And then also, is it Pluto that sends out the truth? Because there's going to be more political and sex scandals coming out.
Yeah,
right,
Pluto is
will
usually
rise to the surface.
Yeah. Pluto is very much about the truth being exposed. It likes to take everything from the dark and push it to the surface, whether we want it or not.
Yeah, it comes into the light.
Mm-hmm.
To be analyzed and looked at.
Yeah. Yeah. Jan and Ryan, have you guys been noticing that as well? With the way the energy's been flexing?
the energy has been pretty intense for me in general for the last few months anyway. It's hard to tell because it just seems like it's just been since August, it's been really a rush for me. So, and then this last month, October was really strange because it was so up and down. Oh my goodness. And all of a sudden though, I feel a little bit different now the last, I don't know, few days. It feels like there's a little bit of a change. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this month. I'm looking forward to it smoothing out a little bit and going into the new. I feel a little bit new, you know, right now. And plus, I've talked to a few friends, psychics, and they've said that too. They've said, oh, you're going into a very brand new cycle. You've got so many new things going. So it just feels that way, you know, now that I'm thinking of it. But yeah, it's amazing how these astrological things can affect us, you know, and
mm-hmm.
So it's so interesting. I really enjoy hearing about it. Should I go ahead and read my poems, or Ryan, should I wait after Ryan, or what?
It doesn't matter. I don't really have much more to add, just the fact that now that it's November, I have to wear a jacket around the house. In Wisconsin.
Oh.
Maybe two. I don't know. I'm wearing one right now because it's. Heck, I may not take it off till tomorrow morning. I might sleep with it on. You know, it's cold. You can see your breath inside the apartment, you know, even though it says 68 degrees. I think the thermostat is lying. That's what Pluto's telling me.
And you're going to hate me for this, Ryan. I actually had to open up windows today.
Oh, shut the front door. I hate you for that. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to put a ninja suit on, Shannon. I'm going to steal your robe at 3 a.m. in the dark at night, okay? And then I'm going to post it on Instagram and Facebook. Say, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, dear. Well,
yeah.
You're both in the East, too. You're both Midwest East, so it would be unusual to be having the door open.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been having to do a fire for a solid week now to heat the house. And then today it was, like, 72, and it was so warm and sunny I had to open up the windows. I was just like, what? What are we doing? Okay. And then it's supposed to be like 50 tomorrow, so.
Mm.
Hey. But there again, things have just been unusual, I'd have to say, for this fall season. So. And I've noticed with the alignments of the energy coming in, it kind of makes sense that nature is also, Mother Earth is kind of going, oh, wait a minute. Let me take a step back for a minute. And I think she needs to get her reading glasses out. Oh.
It's been kind of warm here, too, although we're starting to get some wind. But I've been out in my bathing suit every day. So we're still warm, but you know we're over here in the West, way out here, in the wild West, and then we can still wear shorts and bathing suits, but at night we can't. It's getting cold. It's getting colder.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a good season for the holidays that everybody has coming up in the different parts of the world, especially with the way that once Jupiter is happier in its spot, it's going to really start to bring around some more of that positive, uplifting, connecting energy where we've had so much chaos going on for a length of time. So that'll really be nice.
something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. So it should affect everyone, the whole world. Oh, God.
Yes. Yes. That's the nice part. When you're looking at astrology, it's kind of like at Jupiter. Jupiter to the smaller planets closer to the sun do more intensive individually. And then the ones from Jupiter out do more intensive collectively. Not that they don't influence us on an individual level, because they very much do. But a lot of the alignments will push a collective movement along with what's happening on the closer planets on an individual. So Jupiter and Saturn are kind of your key points that swing everybody in different directions. And it, depending on your own personal chart, if you have a lot of alignment with Jupiter, it can have a bigger impact, and the same thing with Saturn. So, but what's happening is definitely helping us to be able to, we have more people awakening. We have a lot of the younger generation, and I'm going to say this is our generations from about age 16 to 30 that are getting hungry for information about energy, about spirit, about tarot, about life coaching, you know, these things that generations before didn't even look at, or they just kind of poo-pooed away and went, yeah, that's nice, but. And these groups are really pulling it in and bringing some of the older generations in the picture with it and going, you know, come on, look. So lots of stuff happening, because, I mean, I even have I'm mentoring a young woman now that came to me through one of my daughter's friends. And she's just like, I want to learn. I've been learning, but I really want to get some intensive stuff now. I want to know how to be able to work with this better. And she's got a group of friends that are connecting with her saying the same thing. I want to know more. So the alignments going on and with how things are shifting during November and into our next year is really, we're going to see more of that being actually vocalized. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, and if I could add, I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Ryan.
I was just going to say, if I can add to that, you'll notice that kiddos who are around between the ages of, I don't know, I would say 8 to 9 years old, all the way up to going into high school, that they're really in tune to the spirit world and to the unseen from the eyes of people who are in their 60s and 70s. And these kids have their clairs developed. And I really think that they don't talk about it to their parents or to their grandparents, because they know intuitively that they just wouldn't understand anyway. So talking to them, explaining to them would be an exercise of utility. But they do say, you know, and I know they do, because you know, I heard a kid say the other day that that they see things. And my comment was going to be to him, well, that's a natural thing, but, you know, I saw the parent looking at him sideways, so I just held back, because it's not my job to parent this kid. But so I really think that kids, they're a different breed. See, I'm a starseed. I'm an older guy, older soul, and it took me, I started when I was 40 years old, to even realize I had this gift. And these kiddos, I can't wait till these kids are in their 20s and 30s. They're just going to explode psychically, you know? I mean, they're just going to intuitively know there's all of their clairs are just going to be like wide open, and it's just going to be amazing. And I can't, And then you can't wait to see what their kids are going to be like. I think it's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And maybe 50, 60 years from now, people will just know that oh, look at him, this person, that person. Yeah, they're all psychics in their own ways, and you're no longer going to have these these people, these groups on Facebook where people are, this person over here is a psychic, that person over there is a psychic. They're still kind of in the closet a little bit with that aspect, because it's really not a mainstream thing right now, but I think that'll change in, like I said, 50 or 60 years from now,
Yeah.
They'll become more accepted, just like the Reiki thing, 30, 40 years ago, you would not see a Reiki shop on the corner street. Now in my hometown in Waterford, there's a Reiki shop. It's advertised on the window. So there's psychic readings. And so I think people are beginning to wake up and realize that there's more out there than meets the eye. And these kids already know that. They already know.
Yeah.
Are these the rainbow kids coming in, or the crystal kids?
It's the rainbow being born right now, is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The crystals are here.
We're the crystals, aren't we? Are we the crystals? We're the crystals,
no.
And the indigos.
No, we're not. We're indigos.
We're indigos. Okay.
Indigos came before crystals. Because, I have my oldest daughter, who's 26, she's a hybrid. She's a crystal and indigo. But my youngest one, who was born in 96, is crystal.
Oh, your kids are the same age as my kids. My daughter's 26 and my son's 22.
Yeah, so you'll be 22 in December, so... But, yeah, those generations have already been here. And the crystals go to about the age, I think, of the current 14, 15-year-olds up
mm-hmm.
to about the 22. I think they started coming in 96. And then the rainbows started to come in just as the crystals were finishing. So there are some rainbows that are already teens. But the majority of them are younger than that. So, like, the age of Ryan's daughters are considered the rainbow children. And for listeners kind of questioning what that means, the indigos, the rainbows, the crystals, what that means is a lot of them are starseed children, meaning that their souls prefer to be on other planetary realms for their incarnations, and they volunteered to come and help us change and shift humanity into becoming more cohesive and collective. A lot of them, they came in with their amnesia being less than those of our generations, meaning that they still have a lot of memory of home, of source, of soul energy. They push against structure, and this started with the indigos like us that started pushing against structures that we were being forced into and breaking out of them. But now we have greater waves of them, and also their abilities, the natural clairs that we all come in with, for them, their clairs are very active already. And because the indigos and the crystals have already gone through the struggle like us of having to develop our abilities, we're now looking at the rainbows and the younger crystals and not forcing them to shut them down. We're actually helping to enhance their abilities so that their abilities will be stronger when they come into adulthood. And that really helps to push the veil further to become more non-existent.
Totally makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. We had to do it in waves.
Yeah.
Groups of us that were like, nope, nope, nope. Yeah. It's really exciting because, I mean, you see a lot of the younger generations, yeah, they're having their struggles, but at the same time, they are so innovative with such amazing new ideas that they are just putting into action and creating in areas that we've become very stagnant and conformative in. They're going to knock us old folks out of the park. I mean, they're just going to make us look wimpy. They're going to be looking and going, oh, Steve Jobs, he didn't even know what he was doing. My goodness, you know, that's not new. You know, where we were all like, wow, that's cool stuff. They're like, that's old stuff. We got new stuff.
I can tell you. Just from my nieces and nephews, the way they do things, all of them on both sides of the family, they just do things. They don't think about it. They just do it. I just can't believe how of course I'm partial to my family, but they just go out there and they just do it. They don't worry. It's not, they're on these blocks or these, oh, a girl can't do that or a guy can't do that. You know what I mean? They just go. They just do it. They don't have the, you know.
Yeah, I can attest to that. The other day I was trying to do something on my iPhone. I couldn't figure it out. I must have been talking to myself out loud. My youngest comes over to me. She goes, "Dad, give me your phone." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Give me your phone." I said, "You have no idea what you're doing." She grabs my phone. Three or four clicks later, she goes, "It's fixed, Dad." I said, "What the hell did you do?" She goes, "It's fixed." I'm like, "You know what?"
That's how my nephews are too.
Yeah, like she do. It's like, are you gotta be kidding me? I feel like a dumb old log here. I was like, wow, unbelievable. I'm like, I'm taking away your Atari this weekend.
And they're looking at you like, Atari? What is that?
Ryan, have you heard of the PS4? I mean, really?
No Commodore 64 for you this weekend.
that entire computer is our present day cell phone.
Yeah.
It was. I have to tell you guys, my 3-year-old granddaughter was here today. And she is used to mommy and daddy having their cell phones, you know, and she knows they have cameras. She knew how to work their phone and unlock it when she was a year and a half. Well, today, I got the old-fashioned handset phones, right? And I'm like, you want to talk to Auntie C? And she's like, yeah. So I called my daughter back and handed the little one the phone, and she's talking on the phone to her aunt. And she got a new toy today that's this little play frying pan, and it's got eggs and bacon and waffles and all this stuff, right? And so she's going, Auntie C, see my new toy? And she takes my handset phone, and she's hovering it over her toy, going, see? It's got bacon and eggs. And I'm like, baby, Meme's phone doesn't do that. She's looking at me, and she's like, but I'm showing her, and I'm like, yeah, Meme's phone doesn't do that.
You know what?
Operate a cell phone, okay? She's over here just like, look.
You know what, Shannon? We've already started a GoFundMe. You're going to get an iPhone for Christmas, okay? That's how that works.
And I'll have to get my 3-year-old granddaughter to show me how to use it.
Sounds about right.
And she's going to pass her protected against your ass, too.
Probably. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I mean, they pick it up. They know how to do it. I mean, she knows how to use the laptop with no problem, and she's like, here, Meme, do it like this. And I'm like, damn, how'd you get there? And she's like, Meme, you just go like this. So, okay, that's really sad. Oh, my goodness. But it amazes me because these younger generations, I am just blown away. I see it in my own kids, and I see it in the younger generations coming up, and I'm just going, oh, you guys got it going on. Now we just need to give you the tools to make all the rest of us be able to follow where you're wanting to take us. So we're ready to roll with some callers, guys. Oh, we have some poems.
Should I do
first.
Some poems?
Yeah,
some poems
first,
okay.
And we'll roll to our
all
callers
right.
That are holding since we had a late start tonight.
Well, these poems are mostly what I had last week because I didn't have time to get new ones this week, so I'm sorry. But maybe these will be new to new people listening. So anyway, I'm just going to go through them, and this one's called, although this one is, I think this is a new one I wrote this week. It's called A Miracle to Behold. Step out of your comfort zone, a time to grow, take a chance, let go. New beginnings, releasing the old, dare to stretch, and breathe deeply for a miracle to behold. And this one goes, freedom of expectation. Not everyone will react the way we expect them to, and being okay with that is key. That is what will help us stay from being surprised or hurt. This will help us set us free. And this one goes, a new dance. Liberate and free oneself from self-denial and depreciation one may hold. Let go into new intentions in finding fairness, harmony, yet being bold, a new beginning to assert freedom, confidence, love, and balance, to gaining a new identity, a new life, and a new dance. And this one's called Forever, Not Just Mine. And this was about my brother last week. I see you through music. I listen to you through colors. I feel you through vision. I touch you through others. How can you be gone? How will I live without you? You are in my heart forever. How will I go on? Time has gone by. I know you are free. I know you are fine. And with many, you are not just mine. And this one says, and I would feel that same way about my other brother, too. And he's alive, thank goodness. So this one says, carry your majestic into your destiny with no shame, with no one to blame. It's not a game. It's not for fame, but for your wild and for your tame. And this one says, I just read that one. And this was for Shelley and Grant's new baby girl, Riley Rose. New life, miracle. New life, a child is born. A new destiny to live. The light of a miracle has begun. Wondrous soul on earth to give. A new beginning, adding to a precious family. It is done. And that's it. That's that for the poems, for my poems tonight. Repeat of last week.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Jan.
Thank you.
You know, the closest thing I can come to poems is sticks and stones may break my bones, but something will never hurt me. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I that's how creative I am. Sorry. No, I'm not trying to embarrass
you,
Jan.
You're so funny.
I mean, you're so gifted with that stuff. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but when it comes to poetry, I got two left feet.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're really nice to say that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Very generous.
All right, guys. We're going to roll into some callers and see what we got. Hi, 786. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes. Hi, guys. This is Yvette, and I'm calling from sunny Fort Lauderdale. We had a warm 87 today.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I had my feet in the pool yesterday and all that good stuff.
Oh, man.
And you know Ryan's over there.
You know, my first thought was, Yvette, I'm going to put a bunch of snow, put in a box and ship it to you, okay?
It'll melt.
You're going to get snow in the box, okay?
But I have warm wishes for all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't. Oh.
And I'm not poetic either, so I'm good.
Well, I can mow a mean lawn if that means anything. I can mow a mean lawn. I don't miss any grass blades sticking up, so I don't know, whatever. You know,
cool,
I mean.
Cool. And your lawn mowing is symmetrical and all lined up and all that good stuff?
My biggest pet peeve is when the neighbor kid, I used to hire him, he leave an inch wide path because he couldn't mow it perfectly. And I like all my grass blades on the same cutting plane. Okay. I don't want no.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Absolutely.
You're going to mow it fluffy. I'm not going to pay you. So.
It's like for people who have carpeting and they have to vacuum and they have to be, you know, like a lineup. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my question today is whatever the cosmos has to convey.
Shall I start? Because I saw an animal for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Yvette, I know I've already given you dolphins a few times, but here they are again. And water. And, you know, I'm just seeing a lot of water. And so we already know, you know, I've already given you dolphins over and over, but
right.
I can't help it. That's what I'm seeing
right.
again. So
okay.
maybe you're supposed to get that message one more time. Because
right.
dolphins are all about breathing and taking deep breaths and meditating a few minutes a day and enjoying yourself and just, you know, making sure you get those nice deep breaths and any kind of blockages with communication or with relationships. Dolphin is here to ease that tension
yeah.
and to lighten you up and to give you joy and happiness. And so
Mine.
That's mostly what the what it's talking
water.
About and being guardians of the water, of water in general, and being compassionate and empathetic. And so, yeah, that's who you are, highly intuitive, psychic, telepathic, and all that. And so it's just trying to tell you to have a good time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
By the way, I've told you I've been and water, I'm always drawn to the ocean, and I try to go like once a week.
Once a week? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice. Great. Well, there you go.
Right.
Bye. And I
Thank
am going to pass it over to whoever wants to take it.
I just want to double check. There's some background noise going on.
I'm mm-hmm. good.
Okay, yeah, I'm good too. Shannon, is that you in the background, swimming and clattering around?
No.
Come on! Heard the doorbell ring. Maybe that's the UPS guy giving you your smartphone.
If it was me, you would know there's five dogs here.
What's that?
I said if it was my line, you would know I have five dogs.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was weird. I don't know where it was coming from, but we're okay. We're good. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I am wonderful.
So what I hear for you is lots of play. It is time mm-hmm. for you to do lots of sleigh. And there's some creative juices waiting to be delved into. And I'm not quite sure what type. I was going to say leaning towards artwork, but they keep showing me feet. So I feel like it's more dancing than...
Oh, yeah, because I'm not artistic by any means. Dancing, yes.
Okay, and I want you to start having some more play with dancing, fun things that make you really happy, and bringing in a little bit more of the earth and water energies for you. And that'll help things that you're wanting to manifest to come into fruition much faster, because they're showing me you have a lot of air and fire and metal more in your chart. And water and earth energy is one that you have to work for and work with more, and it will bring more balance into what you're wanting to manifest. But the big thing is about the play. I mean, they are just like, they're showing me some puzzles. Do you like puzzles? They're showing me puzzles and dancing.
Okay. Okay, I mean...
Yeah.
Puzzles do mean something for me, but I understand.
Okay. Okay. As long as you understand it, that's good.
Yeah, I do. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Brian or Natasha, do you have something for Yvette?
Yvette,
go ahead,
I pulled
Natasha.
Thank you. Yvette, I pulled some angel cards for you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was spiritual growth.
Okay.
And the second one was dreams. And the third one is ideas and inspiration. So I don't know what's going on in your life, but apparently spiritual growth is going to factor in.
Okay.
I'm not psychic. I'm a happiness coach. I mean, I do have strong intuition, but, you know, I'm just more like happiness coach. I do that. Does the spiritual growth make sense to you with what's going on in your life right now?
I've been on a spiritual path for several years and working on opening up my abilities.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. And how's that going?
It's, you know, coming along. As the more I dedicate, the more I get.
Good. And the dream card is coming up, so really pay attention to your dreams. Write down your dreams, because when you read them later, there's going to be things that come up. Sometimes it'll be prophetic things. Sometimes it'll be almost a foreshadowing of a situation or a person you're going to meet. Lots of that kind of thing. So if you want to keep a little pen and notebook right by your bedside.
Right.
And then when you wake up in the morning, it's a good idea not to move your body right away, just to lay there and review what you dreamed. Because if you review it, you're going to remember it.
I rarely remember any dreams.
Okay. I'll tell you what I do at night. I bought a little lavender essential oil. I have a little spray bottle. It's mostly water, and I add 5 or 6 drops, and I spray that at the side of my pillow every night. And if I forget, I don't remember my dreams either. But that lavender spray helps me to retain that. I retain my dreams.
Ooh. Nice. Okay.
And
Thank you.
It's a very cheap way to do it, right? Like lavender oil is not that expensive. So.
Okay. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I like that. And
the
last card was ideas and inspiration. So basically, ideas, inspirations are coming to you. So work with them. Don't say, I don't have time for that. I'm too busy for that. Go for it. And especially this November energy this month, beautiful energy for anything you want to start this month.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's what I have for you. You're welcome.
Hi, Yvette.
Beautiful. Hey, Ryan.
I want you to say
bring
hi,
on
Ryan.
Bring on the snowballs. Bring on the snowballs.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. honest. I apologize that that snow in a box joke. That was kind of out of. I know I don't apologize. That was funny.
Ryan, I'm originally from the Bronx. I can handle it.
Oh, you get more snow than I do.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, I gotta stop laughing. I got the case of the giggle site. Maybe it's from listening to Shannon for the last hour. I don't know. I've been giggling. I had my phone on mute. So Yvette, let's get down to brass tacks here. I combed through your planes of existence, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. And this is what I have for you, and I agree with everyone that's talking tonight, but I'm just going to say this to you. I'm going to give you – do you have a pen and paper available?
I've been writing.
Okay. Email me at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com.
Healing.
I will help you. Healingsthroughspirit.
Spirit@gmail.com.
So the reason why I'm talking to you about this right now is your abilities, your mediumship abilities, I can help you accelerate them. That's what I do a lot these days is when customers hire me, they're in the same position that you are. And the purpose of an energy healer is to help accelerate that stuff, just like water going down a drain spout. You're already halfway there because your desire is there. You want it. You just need a little bit of a nudge. Okay, so we can talk privately through an email about this later.
Okay.
But your mediumship abilities, you just need a little bit of a push. Okay, it ain't gonna take much. And get your chakras spinning and balanced again. They pretty much are. Your second and third chakras are a little stuck in the mud. Stomach aches, digestive issues. I'm picking up. Does that make sense with you so far? We can talk about this stuff more in detail through emails. I just don't want to drown out the radio talking about all the hot mess that you are. You're not a hot mess. I'm just kidding.
Someday.
the last thing, your dreams. Someone told me this, and I don't remember who it was, about, I don't know, 6 months ago. Heard it?
Mm-hmm.
But they said, when you wake up in the morning, don't move a muscle. And you will remember. And I thought, they're full of shit. That's impossible because I can never remember anything. But then I started doing it. For me it's not hard because I wear a CPAP machine. So when I wake up in the morning, I just sit there for about, I don't know, 10 seconds. You don't have to sit there like a zombie. But just sit there, just wake up your eyes. Don't be like a lot of people. As soon as they wake up, they spring out of bed 2 seconds to go brush their teeth, do whatever, you know. Just relax in bed and be still for about a good 10 seconds, and you will remember. It works. It's happening to me. And when you remember, then you start writing it down. As a matter of fact, it works so well. I remember what I dreamed about last night. And the night before, I remember everything in my mind. It's amazing. I don't really have to keep a dream journal because I remember everything now. Because I just sit there still in bed and think, okay, I was just in this other world. I was going through a lot of stuff, and I remember everything. It's amazing. So try that, okay?
I will. Thank you. That's excellent.
Just remain still. It doesn't take long. I do it for about 10 seconds, I think. And there's something about the stillness of your body after you wake up. It helps with the memory recollection. So, you know, that and a box of snow. So.
you better put that snow in one of those ice containers because it's not going to make it.
You know, But other than that, as I'm combing through your energy fields, you're running a pretty tight ship. There's really, especially from the physical perspective, just take care of your digestive issues from your second and third chakra. There's nothing else or shattering going on. Don't forget to take notes, Yvette, when that ringing pitch tone in your ears comes into play. You're cooking dinner. You're cooking dinner, say 4:57. You get that in your ear for about 30 seconds. Just take a note of that and look that up, okay?
Okay. Excellent, because I do get those.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right?
You mean the downloads? Yeah.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Excellent.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. And we are moving over to 570. Hi, 570.
Hello,
you're
guys.
On the air.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, DC.
You know what? What a beautiful birthday present to be on the air. And, oh, my gosh, I was laughing so hard about your robe. And I agree with Ryan. We're going to come over and steal that damn robe. Yeah, and I, you know what? I would do the same thing as Ryan. I would put the damn jacket on and sleep in it. I've done that. Been there, done that. It's cold at night here. It's cold. And Jen's talking about bathing suits. And I'm looking for long johns. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But I just love you guys, and your show's phenomenal. Oh, my gosh, the laughter. It's just amazing, totally amazing.
We love you, too.
We couldn't do it without you, DC.
Oh,
that's
thank
right.
You. And those poems, they were phenomenal. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
And Ryan, your sixth sense of humor is, you know?
What's that?
Your sense of humor is the best. You are so funny.
Oh, I don't know about that, because right now I'm completely naked walking around my apartment, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, we have to allow for shrinkage.
Put your jacket on.
Well, yeah, okay, I have a jacket on, but that's about it. No, just kidding. I'm not that way.
Oh, my goodness, you guys are bad. But in a good way, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Oh, my gosh. And Ryan, don't scan my darn energy because it's been bouncing from the ceiling to the floor through the windows. You know, like right now it's just been so crazy the last couple hours. I can imagine. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in all seriousness. I'll let the other ladies go first, and then I'll work on scanning you and let you know.
I have a reason for it, so I'm trying to get myself back to where I'm supposed to be, I guess. But, yeah, I'd like a little reading, sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Who wants to go first here? Because as you guys want to go first, I'm gonna start scanning DC, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I see some animals. And DC, I just want to say that DC Love is the one that started the Sacred Embers shows for us and has taken us under her wing to have us on the show, and she's just been a wonderful host and mentor for us, and she's also a dear friend of mine and one of the most incredible psychics and mediums in the world, and also acknowledged for that. And so anyway, what I was seeing, and I've seen different animals for you, DC, the first one was one of them is a cat. The cat has come in, and also for you. But the first one was a, what are those beautiful pink birds? Those long-legged
flamingos?
Pink birds. Flamingos, yeah. It was the first thing I saw was the flamingo. So let me just get with that. And I don't think I've ever seen a flamingo around you, and I'm also noticing your eyes, too, and I'm seeing your eyes looking out, and I'm wondering I hope that you're taking care of yourself and not working too hard. And I just want to give you that to, you know, give yourself plenty, because you always tell me this too, give yourself plenty of time for rest and taking care of yourself, because I know that you take care of so many people in your life. And she really does.
Okay.
And let's see. And so anyway, I'll quickly go to that, see what the flamingo is having to say for you, and then we'll go to the kitty cat. And the flamingo says, avoid noisy or chaotic, frenzied situations right now. And
right, Jan, right?
What? Does that fit in somehow?
That message is funny because you know what I went through earlier.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. It sounds good. I'll try that.
Okay. And it says, to significantly try to increase the amount of vegetables in your diet, including beta-carotene, which goes right to the eyes. So maybe that's why I was seeing your eyes, because, oh, my goodness, I was like, your eyes were coming right at me. And also, it says carrots, beta-carotene, broccoli, and spinach. So maybe you're needing that. And then it says, let's see, you are a social person and enjoy large groups of people and you are able to shapeshift. And so that's an amazing feat. That's a whole another thing to talk about. But also you maintain a connection with anything that has a lot of heart. Oh my goodness, that's so true. That is so true about you. So they're not saying a whole, you know, that's just something that Flamingo is talking about. But I think mostly the message here for me is thinking about your eyes and maybe getting more beta carotene and taking care of yourself. And then the cat, real fast, I know I'm taking a long time, but the cat is such a cool animal. This is a period where self-sufficiency, to trust your own capabilities, is necessary. And it also says to dance. Not, it's a good idea to take up dancing or some type of movement for you. Also, it's a period of magic and mystery, and it helps you replace the old with new, with something new that's better for you all around. You know what I mean? And also, it says to... It's also a time of when the cat, when things are going wrong, or not wrong, but if things are going on, and, you know, you always land on your feet. That's what cats do. You're always going to land on your feet no matter what comes up against you. And it also talks about feeling a pressure to conform to something. Something and which you don't have to do. So if there's any kind of thing like that, you don't have to do it unless you want to, you know. And it also says you've been working too hard, so you know you need you're allowed to play, and I know that you do play, I know that you do, but I also know that you work very hard too. So just keep that in mind, and that's what the cat is saying.
Beautiful, beautiful messages, Jan. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Good. Yes.
Natasha, you have something for DC?
Yeah. Hi, DC. Nice to meet you.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. My goodness.
I pulled three angel cards for you. The first one is support, and then there's like Mother Earth with all the angels standing around and guides. It's a really pretty picture.
Oh, beautiful.
The next one is the guardian angel. And then the last one is truth and integrity. So what I'm seeing here, you definitely have a lot of support with your angels and guides. And then the truth and integrity, I mean, that's whatever that means to you. I don't know, you know, how you want to interpret that. You can interpret that in many ways.
Okay.
But the Truth and Integrity card. You can interpret that many ways. Like, you know, if we're looking at people around us, you know, are they truthful? Do they have integrity?
Right.
And also I see it as, are we true to ourselves? Are we being authentic? Or are we just basically creating stress for ourselves because we don't want to truly be ourselves?
Okay, right. Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, DC.
Hey. A little birthday giggle girl. Okay.
Yeah. You're going to crack up because the first
beautiful.
Thing
it
that I
beautiful.
Heard, oh, my goodness. The first note that I have for you is that you really need to be careful when you bedazzle your long johns.
Okay. You're going to tell me to be careful when I try to... Yeah, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
And I know that has to be Joan, because I've never thought about bedazzling long johns before.
I haven't either. I don't think
boobs.
That would... Yeah, honestly, I don't think that would work.
On the bottom. I've never gotten that message before, but yeah. So be careful when you bedazzle your long time.
She's been coming in quite a lot lately. She's being really bald. Oh, my goodness. Sending a lot of people in. She had Hedda Hopper come in the other day. And I was on Morning with Jesus, and she said, you know, look at that lady's hair. It looks like she did it with an egg beater. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, I can't say that. Like, stop, you know? And then Betty White, as we know, she's still here, but she does travel with Joan and Ginger, so she goes to the other side. And she came in, and she was eating this hot dog, and the way she ate it, I was like, oh, my gosh, get out of here, you know? And it's just, it's been like, I don't know, like crazy energy. Joan has been bringing in all the crazies. It's just been, it's been nuts. Really bad.
Yeah. She gave some really interesting visuals with that one. I'll just put it that way.
And I thought
it was
bad.
Oh, goodness. But on another note,
Betty White, I'll tell you. If you want to really be bad, Ryan, start hanging out with Betty White. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, no. Well, if it's any consolation, now I'm wearing my whitey tighties and a jacket on, okay, right now?
Oh, my goodness.
Better be careful if you bedazzle those bad boys there, Ryan.
Well, I do have to go out and get the mail.
On a serious note, though, I am seeing that there's going to be some changes happening in your abilities with the new adventures that have started into motion for you. Okay. There's going to be a new expansion on them is the way they present it to me. So some of the... And I don't want to say, like, there's going to be another full kundalini. They show it to me more as, like, a partial.
Okay.
Which is a little weird. But it's going to end up shifting your abilities some and expanding them in a couple of new directions. And your health comes up as well. And they were telling me that the current challenges are starting to are going to have a breakthrough very soon. And they keep pointing to food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's something, and they're showing it to me like it's not an ingredient. It's an ingredient that's in the food. Yeah, it's an ingredient in the food. So there's something in there that is causing... They show it to me more like an allergic reaction, and it's something that's so minor and overlooked. I'm not sure if it's like natural flavors or food coloring, but I feel like it's one of those type of items.
Okay. What about Himalayan sea salt? Is that okay?
Yeah. Himalayan sea salt, yeah. I get a thumbs up with. Yeah.
Yeah, because I yeah. really don't know, like, with the ingredients. The only thing, maybe, like, the peppermill. I really don't put, like, too much, you know, different things that I add, per se, myself.
Yeah.
No, the reason I ask, like, about peppers is, like, cheese. When I added some that, you know, you grind yourself, and then I just, like, really started just thinking, you know, screw the pepper. Oh, my gosh. I was standing there sneezing,
and
I couldn't even eat.
And those have a blend. Those have a blend of different type of pepper seeds.
Okay.
So you might need to maybe go to only straight black pepper.
Okay. Yeah, it could be that. I mean, that's, you know, that was really, it was like a crazy reaction, you know, so. But thank
mm-hmm.
you for bringing that up. That's awesome.
Yeah, but they're showing it that it's a food item that's causing it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a
well,
minor
I don't know
food.
What it could be. Yeah, I don't know what it could be. I mean, I just, you know, like chocolate, I eat, that's a vegetable, right? Potato chips.
Of course. It grows on a plant.
Like all the good
it does.
Stuff.
Cacao.
Oh, gosh. And I'm, you know, with my grandson, we eat the fruit juice and stuff. I get my fruit. Like, what? I have a good diet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
something that might be listed like natural flavoring added, or
I don't think I eat anything natural, so I think we're good.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You'll be able to weed it through.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that one. Okay.
Yeah.
But thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Are you ready?
All right, Ryan, you're up.
Oh, wait, am I
ready?
The answer is like no, but okay, go ahead.
Well, don't worry. I've got my suit on now, so I'm not naked
I was
anymore,
okay a
sorry.
Couple hours ago, but now I'm like wired for sound, so go ahead.
Do you consume breads or let's go back to the diet here. Do you consume like breads, pastas, bagels, and all that kind of stuff?
I do eat some pasta. I had some today, in fact. Bagels, no, but pasta, yes.
Okay. That ingredient that I want you to stay away from is called wheat.
Okay.
Wheat or wheat flour is a very, very low vibrational frequency food. It's highly processed, and it's
right.
a poison to your body. So you got to become an ingredient labeler. And I got the shivers when Shannon was talking about it. As a matter of fact, I put it down my notes here, ingredients. And including
okay.
to what she said, I think there's more than one thing going on here. Wheat. Is not a friend of you.
Okay.
It does not like you, and your body does not like it. Your the vibration
okay.
frequencies are not a match. So
okay.
I want you to look into paleo diet or wheat belly
okay.
diet. Okay. Also,
okay.
What's that?
No, I was writing it down. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, paleo or wheat belly diet. And for the
okay.
rest of you, DC,
uh-huh.
I would like to offer to do a trade with you, because
okay.
I want you. I'm going to want to offer a trade on air here live, where I will work on you for a trade, because we got to get your chakra spinning and balanced again, get you an electric car wash. And get the negative energies out of your being, okay? Because out of your four planes of existence, there are some negative energies in your being through no fault of your own, from the top of your head all the way down to your little piggies. So
okay.
maybe let's talk off air on this, and let's get you squared away, okay?
All righty, sounds like a plan, Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for years, but you know, we got to get squared away. And for my and the reason why I brought up a trade is because I've got some things going on in my life right now that I need some answers to. So maybe we can come to terms here and help each other out.
Definitely, that sounds awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you. Known you for years. So yeah.
Natasha here, can I add something? I just was going to say, at one point, Ron and I had traded healing. And during the healing he was doing on me, I can smell soul signatures and I can smell a variety of things. But the smell I was smelling was like a floral smell mixed with toasted hazelnut. That's the only way I can describe it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. What is this smell? Is this how Reiki smells? Because I do a different kind of healing.
Right.
And then what happened was a week later, I met one of my soulmates, and it was him that I was smelling.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
So I highly recommend Ryan's healing. Because that happened, and that's just not what you're expecting during a healing, but it was so awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I appreciate that, Natasha. I wasn't aware of that. And DC, when it comes to healing or when it comes to and this, I'm preaching to the choir here to everyone involved. You know, spirit will always tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And they will always steer you to the corrective course of action. They're never going to give you the five Powerball numbers to the lotto. What fun would that be? You know, I mean, that's what people want. They want, oh, what's my love life going to be in 6 months? Am I going to do this? I'm going to do that thing. No, we're not prophets here. We can only deal in the now. You know, we can only just help people in the now because spirit is timeless. And many people forget that. And so it always grinds me when someone says, am I going to get a job and achieve my job in 6 months? Am I going to this, that, and the other thing? That's not what this is about. This is about helping each other out in the now, right now. So, DC, I look forward to working with on this trade, and we'll get you all squared
you
away.
Oh, you as well.
What's
Thank
that?
You. I said
yeah.
you as well. It's a pleasure to connect.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm a hot mess. I'm not going to be sending you snow in a box anytime soon.
Oh my goodness!
But I will be dressing up in a nice fuchsia purple robe tonight. Okay, courtesy of Shannon Johnson.
Okay. Yes. So Shannon, don't be surprised if you wake up without your robe. That's all I could say.
It is her birthday after all.
But
my goodness.
In all seriousness, DC, you're a wonderful psychic. I'll get your chakra spinning and balanced again, get you an electric car wash, the whole nine yards, okay? No problem.
Thank you so much. You guys you're the best, my gosh.
You're the best.
You know, and I did get a message earlier from, you know, another person that I listen to, and I really, you know, take everything they say to heart. And they don't swear, they don't say anything, and they said if I don't rest, that spirit's going to kick my ass. So.
Uh-huh.
And they don't like that. I'm like, oh my gosh, did you just say that? And they were even shocked. So I have been, you know, I have been overdoing it, and I do have to rest a little bit, but yeah.
Yep.
But
yeah.
But you guys,
but beautiful
messages. Goodness.
Yeah, I mean, you know, DC, but that's your DNA. Don't beat yourself up over it, you know. That's the energy that I love about you and everyone loves about you is that your mind goes a million miles a second. That's how you're built.
Yep.
Don't try to change yourself. Your abilities, your clairs, and when I work on you, I'm going to put a stick of dynamite right between your eyes and light the wick. Because just don't change you because you're a beautiful human being, and I'm not going to tell you to slow down because what fun would that be? I mean, who doesn't like getting in that sled on a snowy January morning and going down the hill saying, "Woo-ha!" You know, there's no trees in the way.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
Oh, right. You're oh my gosh. No, I hear you. But I do. Like, I'm a multitasker. I'm on the radio show, and I'm making something for my grandson. He's 2 and a half. And I'm just like, if I'm not the one talking, I'm walking the dog with the phone in hand. So I'm always doing something. I'm continual. I run upstairs and I'll go in a load of wash. I'll start to make lunch. I mean, I have like 6 or 7 things going on at the same time.
Then don't change.
And then
the
I mute one
because...
phone and I get a call on the other phone and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm still on here. I'll call you back. And I'm answering, you know, questions on Facebook. So I do have an issue.
DC, does your birth year end in a 6 or 7?
No, my birth year ends in a 9.
Okay, so you're an Earth person in the Chinese zodiac because you sound like fire. I'm born at 66, and I'm a fire horse, which is double fire, so I'm definitely always on fire.
Yep.
So I was wondering, with all that energy, if you were maybe a fire person.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm just crazy. I think it's just crazy energy. It's like all like I'm Claire crazy. Like all my Claires are on fire, and I'm just like all over the place. And I'm on the Earth plane, and then a couple minutes later, I'm almost not on the Earth plane. I'm just astral traveling.
Yes.
It's bizarre. It is totally bizarre.
I hear that.
Yep.
I like the Claire crazy. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I am Claire crazy. Yep.
You know what I find
but you,
at the office?
Oh, awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Office.
You work well together. Your energy together is so, it's beautiful. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Really, really
awesome. Yeah, good. Yeah, no, DC, you're doing good. Don't change a darn thing about you. You're not crazy. Yeah, we're not going to talk about me right now because I'm chewing a Ritalin. So, my mind is just as, I'm just like going a million miles a second, just like you. So just be you. And sometimes just relax and just say, God, If you can slow down a little bit from time to time, well, you do slow down actually when you sleep a little bit, but just be you.
Yep.
We love you for who you are, okay?
Oh,
I mean,
thank you so much.
Don't change a darn thing about yourself because you are a humanitarian. You help people.
And you guys do too. You're all awesome. And, thank you for being on the network and thank you for everything you're doing. You guys rock. Really, really cool.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you, guys. Okay, well, I'm going to let you guys move on. I'm sure there's other people, but thank you so much.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you,
JC. Thank you.
Are you still giggling, Shannon?
Of course.
You just can't wait for the show to close and you put the damn robe on. Sorry, spoke out of turn. I should go to the naughty corner.
Yep, I'm going to put it on. I'm going to make my hubby take a picture of me so I can show you guys my pretty robe. And we'll put Ryan's head over top of my face and see what it looks like.
Oh, God. You don't want my head on there. So I looked at the top of my head this morning. I'm thinking, Ryan, are you that bald? Holy crap. You don't want my head on there. Oh, boy. Oh my God, my gut is hurting. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah. All right, guys. It is almost 9:45 in the evening. Believe it or not, I know we had a late start, but we are going to go ahead and start closing up the show tonight. And we appreciate all of the callers who have been on hold and those we have been able to talk to tonight. And I am so happy DC called in tonight. That just put the cherry on top of my birthday. So
yeah.
We will go ahead and start rolling around to sharing our contact information. Who would like to go first? And it goes silent.
Okay.
Really, guys?
Okay, I'll go. It's Natasha. My website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. And my email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com.
Awesome. Jan?
Okay. Uh-huh. It's my website is Jan. Let's see. WeFindOurWay.com and Jan Drake Bakke on Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome. Ryan?
Yeah, people can find me at healingthroughspirit.com or the same at email is healingthroughspirit@gmail.com or Facebook, Ryan Adragna. And that's how that works.
And I'm Shannon Johnson. You can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson Metaphysical Facilitator, as well as on my website, which is LadyAstral67.wixsite.com. And we will be back on Thursdays, next Thursday, hopefully, no technical difficulties, so we should be on air at the regularly scheduled time. And I'd like to go ahead and tell everybody our Sacred Embers team has three shows every week. On Monday night is Angel Antics with DC Love, and oh my goodness, I forgot her name. Her name is Debbie. I'll write that down for next time. Wednesday night we have Divine Connections with Sue Delamonte, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jody Higgins. And Enter the Light, now on Thursdays, with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, Natasha Scott, and me. It was a fun show, guys, even though we didn't get to do too many callers and we had such a late start with technical issues. But it was a lot of fun, and it was great to be with everybody tonight.
Yeah. And I'll add to the late start. Thank you, Shannon, for pulling that together in all seriousness. I didn't know what to do either. I couldn't log on, and so thank you guys for just muscling through that and getting us on air. I appreciate that. So with much love and gratitude, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you,
everyone. Everybody wanted to go and do the show, and it all came together so beautifully.
Yeah, it did. That's serious Ryan talking right now, not XM Ryan. my jokes get worse, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I should just. Oh boy, I should just go put my bathrobe on.
Put some clothes on.
But we very much appreciate all of our listeners, and we hope you guys give us a call back next week when we will be able to definitely do lots of readings and have lots of fun. And enjoy November.
Yeah. Look forward to talking. Look forward to working with you guys next week. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it. And I only meant that to stay warm, Ryan, not because you should put your clothes on, because I don't, no reason to put your clothes on in your house. If you don't need to, if you don't want to.
Well, who of sane mind would admit they walk around their apartment naked with just a jacket on? I had to put my whitey tighties on.
Yeah.
Perfectly okay if you're warm enough.
Not to mention I forgot to close my vertical blind. Yeah, that's a... Oh, God, this has gone from a G-rated show to who knows what the hell. Oh, God.
All
right.
We're all good. We're good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We will see you next week.
Hey, talk to you guys next week. Thank
you
very much.
See
you then. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.